The House will be in order. Introduction of bills.
House Bill 5232 by Committee on Education, a bill for an act relating to classroom management and relating practitioner preparation procedures for reporting alleged classroom violence and assaults, corporal punishment, established in a grant program and fund for creation of therapeutic classrooms, providing claim reimbursement to students for, or to schools for the transportation of certain students to therapeutic classrooms, making appropriations and including effective date provisions.
First reading of bill is in order for committee. Amendment referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House Bill 2533 by Committee on Veterans Affairs, a bill for an act relating to county commissions of veteran affairs training and making an appropriation.
First reading bill is in order for committee. Amendment referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House Bill 2534 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to applicability of beverage container control provisions, handling fees, and acceptance of beverage containers, making penalties applicable, and providing effective date provisions.
First reading bill is in order for committee. Amendment referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House Bill 2535 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to the non-substantive code corrections and including effective date and retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading bill is in order for committee. Amendment placed on the calendar.
House Bill 2536 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the statutory corrections which may adjust language to reflect current policies, insert earlier admissions, delete redundancies and inaccuracies, delete temporary language, resolve inconsistencies and conflicts and ongoing provisions and remove ambiguities and including effective date and retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading bill is in order for committee. Amendment and placed on the calendar. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, please recognize Representative Fry for House File 2197, Representative Height for House File 2219, Representative Brink for House File 2221, Representative Ann Meyer for House File 2222, Representative Height for House File 2236, Representative Sorensen for House File 2238 and House File 2308, Representative Worthen for House File 2310, and Representative Thompson for House File 2312.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Clark, Representative Fry, for opening remarks on House File 2197.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 2197 deals with our rural residency rotations in the state of Iowa, and it specifically delineates out those rotations, adds emergency medicine to those rotations, and also clarifies that we must have some rural opportunities for these physicians in these residency programs as they're getting their education. With that, Mr. Speaker, that is the bill.
Is there discussion? Seeing none, no. The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Anderson.
I'm sorry, I can't stand up. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think that this is a good bill. I think it will help rural Iowa, and I urge people to vote yes. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Clark, Representative Fry, for closing remarks on House File 2197.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I also would echo the fact that this, I believe, is a good step for continuing the opportunity to bring rural health care and doctors to our smaller communities. So I look forward to how this bill will assist in our small rural communities in attracting physicians and retaining and keeping them there. Mr. Speaker, I move House File 2197.
The gentleman from Clark moves the bill be read for its last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2197. A bill for an act relating to the medical residency training state matching program rural fund rotations being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the bill will vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Klein votes aye. Dio votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 95. Those voting zero. Those voting nay, zero. Absent or not, voting five. The bill, having reached a constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none, and the title is agreed. Chair recognizes, at this time, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Mahaska, Representative Height, for opening comments on House File 2219.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House File 2219 deals with the responsibilities of a guardian ad litem in a juvenile court case. Mr. Speaker, there is an amendment.
There is an amendment. Will the clerk call up the amendment?
H8024 by Height of Mahaska.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Mahaska, Representative Height, for opening remarks on H8024.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. This bill started out as a requirement for guardian ad litems to visit their clients once a month. After discussion with conversations of people that do this on a regular basis, as well as looking at the fiscal note of that, what we really tried to boil this down to was ensuring that guardian ad litems were checking in with the children, with the family, and reporting that and being that second set of eyes for the court. And so what amendment 8024 does is requires that a guardian ad litem, before every hearing, file a report with the court that explains what their contact with the child has been, their contact with other people, as well as make recommendations and give the court information, any other information that they believe is in the best interest of the child. Those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Derry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I served on the subcommittee for this bill. I think that this is going to be a good bill for children in Iowa. It will help the courts to require some consistent reporting on guardian ad litem's work with children, and I support the amendment and the bill. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Representative Height for closing comments on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to thank Representative Derry for working with me on this bill. It's the third or the fourth iteration of this, but I think we've come up with a good bill that does what we want and protect Iowa children. Those are my closing comments, and I would move Amendment 8024.
Representative Height moves Amendment 8024. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. We are now back on House File 2219. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Height moves House File 2219. The question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor, Representative Height moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2219, a bill for an act relating to the responsibilities of a guardian ad litem for a minor being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor will signify by saying or voting aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the machine and record your vote. Breckenridge votes aye. Upmeyer votes aye. Best votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and the House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 96. Those voting no, zero. Absent or not, voting four. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to pass the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none and the title is agreed to. This time, the chair will recognize the lady from Mahaska, Representative Brink, for opening remarks on House File 2221.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House File 2221 is a bill related to the licensed health professional member of a local board of health. Many of our rural counties are not in compliance because they cannot find a physician to serve on their local board of health because of the decreasing in the number of rural physicians. This changes the requirements of the state for one of the five members that must be a physician to one of the five members can be a health officer, which would include physicians, physician's assistants, an advanced nurse practitioner, or an advanced practice registered nurse. It expands the eligibility to help them fill the void and become compliant. These are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Black Hawk, Representative Brown Powers.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this is a great bill, and this will expand what we can do in our rural areas. Those rural areas are in deserts and some of those folks. So this has really broadened that whole board, and this is a good bill to vote for. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Representative Brink for closing comments on House File 2221.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a great bill. It will help many rural communities and protect them for the future also. Thank you to my subcommittee, and also thank you to Representative Kerr for bringing this forward. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I ask that you move the bill.
The lady from Mahaska moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2221, a bill for an act related to the licensed health professional member of a local board of health being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Nielsen, aye. Wessel Crochelle votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record the vote. The House will give attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 96. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 4. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? Chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. At this time, the chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer, for opening remarks on House File 2222.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 2222 relates to Section 1115 CMS waivers. Mr. Speaker, there is an amendment.
There is an amendment. Will the clerk call up the amendment?
H8021 by Meyer of Webster.
Chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer, for opening comments on H8021.
Amendment 8021 is a strike after amendment. It requires DHS to conduct a statewide study of the current availability of mental health services in our state across the continuum and research the potential value of pursuing a Section 1115 demonstration waiver through CMS to provide reimbursement for services provided in settings that qualified as IMDs. Mr. Speaker, those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Black Hawk, Representative Brown Powers.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Breckenridge, for bringing this bill originally to us. This is a necessary bill. This will possibly bring us some good federal money to help with mental health. The amendment is also very necessary to make sure that we have everything lined up and ready to go, Director Randles and his staff will report back to us in next February in 2021, and at that point, we hope we can go ahead and apply for the waiver and start getting some more money for our folks with mental health. So I would support the amendment and support our bill. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, Representative Meyer moves Amendment H021. All those in favor will vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, the chair recognizes Representative Meyer for closing comments on House File 2222.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thanks to my subcommittee, Representative Brown Powers and Representative Lundgren, for their work on the bill. Mr. Speaker, I move House File 2222.
The lady from Webster moves the bill be read for its last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2222, a bill for an act relating to a determination of availability of mental health services in the state, including the value of pursuing, be it enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of its passage, vote aye. Those opposed, shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Meyer votes aye. B. Meyer. Nielsen votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 96. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 4. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to pass the House. Are there objections to the title? Chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Mahaska, Representative Height, for opening remarks on House File 2236.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. House File 2236 is a bill that came to me from my county veteran service officer. What he was finding out is that 99 counties had different policies on whether or not to charge for records for veterans when the VSO was helping them file claims. This bill simply says that those records will not be charged for.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Gaines.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I served on the subcommittee for this bill, and I think it's very easy to understand and that we should pass it, so I urge my caucus to vote yes on the bill.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Mahaska, moves that the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2236, a bill for an act concerning fees charged by examining and copying public records relating to the claims for veterans benefits, being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage will vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Nelson votes aye. Nielsen, I apologize. Meyer votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 96. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 4. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Representative Sorensen and the gentleman from Adair for opening comments on House File 2233.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 2238 is what I'm dubbed the lemonade stand bill. And yes, you read that right. Lemonade stands are illegal in Iowa. This bill looks to right that wrong so we don't continue to have headlines like Iowa police shut down 4-year-old's lemonade stand. The bill states that a municipal corporation or regulatory authority shall not adopt or enforce an ordinance or rule that requires a license, permit, or fee to sell or otherwise distribute food at stand operated by a minor. The food cannot be time temperature controlled and not for alcoholic beverages, for safety, of course, and they operate with the property owner's permission. Those are my opening comments.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Johnson, Representative Masher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry, Mr. Speaker. Would Representative Sorensen yield?
Will the gentleman yield? You are in order, Representative Masher.
Thank you. Representative Sorensen, if there is a problem with the food and, in essence, someone gets sick, who is liable?
I would assume that the kids and the parents that are operating the stand are liable.
So would there have to be a rider on homeowner insurance in order for that to be covered?
That's a good question.
Well, I'm asking you that question.
I don't know. I don't know that.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to that.
I think it's important to have something in the bill, and maybe when it bounces over to the Senate, we can have that discussion with some of those folks. I think if parents are going to choose to allow their kids to do this, they also need to know that there's some liability involved. And if someone does get sick, or if there is a problem in any way, shape, or form, that in essence the parents' insurance would have to cover that. Or whoever, if they're on someone else's property and allowing it, I don't know if it's the property owner that would have to do that, or again, if it's back to the parents who helped the child make the lemonade or the cookies or whatever it might be. But I think that should be clearly stated in the bill, and I'm wondering if you agree that that's an important piece that we left out.
Sure.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you. I just didn't want it to come back on the state and for the state to be sued, because we are now saying we supersede the local authorities in terms of the county or the city in allowing this, and I didn't want the state to be liable. You don't think there's any possibility that the state could be sued?
I mean, not the way I've read it or read the code, and the property owner still has the right to say, no, you can't set up here as well.
But once they allow that,
sure,
would the property owner be liable then?
And like I said, that's a good question.
Okay. I think those things need to be clarified before we pass this into law. I know what the intent was behind it, but sometimes we see unintended consequences, and it's the parents who are the ones that are going to be suffering those. And obviously, we don't want anybody to get ill or sick, but we know there's lots of foodborne illnesses and things that can happen if you don't have a clean area, if children aren't washing their hands properly. It's all of those things that are required in any food handling business now. And so I just want to make sure that we are not endangering the public in any way, but also informing parents of what their liability is. Do you know what a rider would cost on a homeowner's insurance policy for something like that?
I don't.
Okay, that's something else we might want to make sure that we know and in terms of moving this forward. But I just want to make sure that we are all on the same page and making sure that we are also ensuring public safety along with allowing children to have an opportunity to become that next generation of entrepreneurs. So thank you, Representative Sorensen.
Yep.
The chair recognizes the lady from Cerro Gordo, Representative Steckman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I served on the subcommittee for this bill, and I think it's great to encourage young folks to get out there and be young entrepreneurs, and I ask my caucus to support it. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Representative Sorensen for closing remarks on House File 2238.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My kiddos ran a lemonade stand last year, and they donated their $60+ in profit to the local city park. And I think many kids have been running lemonade stands through the years, and I think we've survived, but some good points were brought up. I know my kids would be devastated if a police officer came to shut them down in their lemonade stand operation. So I ask for your support, and I would like to thank Representatives Bossman and Representative Steckman for their work on this bill, and I move the bill. Thank you.
The gentleman from Adair moves the bill be read for its last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2238, a bill for an action relating to the regulations of food sold by minors being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. G. Moore votes aye. Representative Stade votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will give attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 96. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 4. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to pass the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Adair, Representative Sorensen, for House File 2308.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is a bill that updates the definition of public meetings and public notices. It shines more light on public meetings by creating more transparency. It simply adds budgetary duties to the policymaking duties already in code, as well as excluding weekends and holidays from being included in 24-hour notice, which forces a full work week 24-hour notice. And it also adds to the definition of good cause personnel and student matters. Those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Johnson, Representative Lensing.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have been working on open meetings and open records legislation since I first got here, and it always amazes me how every year we find something that needs tweaking and clarifying, and that is the intention of this bill. So I would urge my colleagues to please support this bill.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Representative Sorensen for closing remarks on House File 2308.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just like to thank my subcommittee of Representative Lensing and Representative Jacobson for working on these transparency bills with me, and I move the bill.
The gentleman from Adair moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2308, a bill for an act relating to the definition of meetings and public notice requirements under the open meetings law, being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. G. Moore, aye. Donahue, aye. Hanusa, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 96. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 4. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Buena Vista, Representative Worthen, for opening remarks on House File 2310.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. 2310 is a simple bill that, number one, eliminates regulation, and number two, brings the actual practices in the country in line with the law. All this says is that a load of stover or hay, corn stalks, whatever, that can be up to 12 feet 5 inches wide will not have to have a permit, and a wide load permit as it has in the past. I'd be happy to take any questions, Mr. Speaker.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Des Moines, Representative Cahoon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I think Representative Worthen has explained the bill pretty well. I guess the only thing I would add to it, I know it still restricts the use on interstates. And as far as the hit on the road use tax fund, since the money coming from these permits would have gone to the road use, 3 years ago was under $6,000, and now it's just about $5,100. So that's going down. And I would just urge the body to support the bill. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes gentleman from Buena Vista, Representative Worthen, for closing remarks on HF 2310.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to thank the subcommittee, Representative Cahoon and Representative Henson. And I'd move the bill.
The gentleman from Buena Vista moves the bill be read for its last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2310, a bill for an act removing the requirement to obtain a permit for vehicles or a combination of vehicles of excess size transporting divisible loads of hay, straw, stover, or bagged livestock bedding that meets certain width, height, and length requirements, being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Will the clerk open the machine and receive your vote? G. Moore, aye. Donahue, aye. Wessel Crochel, aye. Hall votes aye. Carlson votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will give attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 95. Those voting no, 1. Absent or not voting, 4. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. And the title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Green for opening remarks on House File 2312.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 2312 comes to us from our veteran service officers and the Iowa Veterans Home. It repeals a requirement for veterans to obtain 2 signatures from their County Commission of Veterans Affairs before being admitted into the Iowa Veterans Home, and all parties feel this is unnecessary red tape. Those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? Hearing none, the chair recognizes Representative Thompson, gentleman from Green, Representative Thompson, for closing remarks on House File 2312. The gentleman from Green moves House File 2312 be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2312, a bill for an act relating to the certification of eligibility affidavits for admission to the Veterans Home being enacted by a General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Height votes aye. Donahue votes aye. Steckman votes aye. Hall votes aye. G. Moore votes aye. Representative Running Marquardt votes aye. Representative Dio votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will receive, the clerk will close the machine and record the vote. The House will give attention to the correct, to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 96. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 4. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, I'd ask for unanimous consent to immediately message the following bills to the Senate. House File 2197, 2219, 2221, 2222, 2236, 2238, 2308, 2310, and 2312.
Are there objections? The chair hears none, so ordered. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, with the passage of House File 2197, 2219, 2221, 2222, and 2236, I ask for unanimous consent to withdraw House File 2052, 705, 2031, 2073, and 2022.
Are there objections? The chair hears none, so ordered. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House adjourn until Tuesday, February 25th at 8:30 a.m.
Is there further business to come before the House? Seeing none, you've all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is adjourned.